Joystick. The Joystick Show. Up, up, down, down, left, right, B, A, B, A, select.
Start.
Welcome, gamers, to our twisted reality. Future Halo games could be in Chinese with English subtitles.
Alright,
Joystick.
3, 2, 1.
Welcome, after that lovely introduction, to the Joystick Show. Mm-hmm. This is episode...
23A.
23A, and it is just myself and my offspring, my little bud. Literally, you know how you see a plant and there's a little bud that comes off of it?
Mm-hmm.
That's you. You're my bud. That's how it occurs. I think it's probably why it started that way. How it initiated.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, buddy. No, maybe not. So we go by our gamer tags. I am Bogue Spear.
I'm Thing 12.
You are?
Yes.
Good. So how many friends do you have that's joined you since the beginning of the show? A whole bunch, right?
That have been guests.
Yeah.
No,
not guests that have like friended you on Xbox Live.
Oh, from this. Oh. Zero.
Well, how many?
Actually, I'm not sure. I've been getting friend requests, but it's either they're people from the show.
Yeah.
Or people that I made really mad while playing Rainbow Six Siege.
Well, why don't you ask the next time?
All right.
All right, because I know you're adding, so that's why I said that. So invite them and make sure you know, because, you know, this is all over the globe now. You're like a wanted figure.
Well, this...
I don't know about that, but...
I got a new headset to wear, and this feels way clear for some reason.
It does?
Which is weird, because these are Apple and I had Beats, but these feel...
You like those better, huh?
I know, they just feel like it's not coming from a mic, and it's actually coming from... Maybe just because these go in my ears and not around. But
probably.
I don't know. Cool. It's kind of cool.
Well, we are talking about video games, as always, and if you want to be a part of this show, outside of reaching us on our gamer tags, Bogespear and Thing 12, the I and Thing being a 1, and then 1-2 at the end, right?
Exactly.
Cool. How do they reach us?
Well, you can reach us at, like we said... Xbox profiles, or at @joystick_show on Twitter, or joystickshow.com.
Email us
joystickshow@gmail.com.
Very cool. All right, so why don't we get into it? But before we get into the gaming front, we have a sponsor again this week.
We do.
Yes, we do. Where's the copy? Here it is.
All right.
Here's a copy just brought down from our sales division. Department. All right, this week's sponsor is Playcase, the briefcase for your console. Play in the case or out. Take it with you when you go camping and out with nature. Take it to special family functions with the in-laws or any religious activity. Just pop open and play. You will never get away from gaming wherever you go. Solar powered or always on, right? Playcase or Playcase Plus. Add a cellular connection to really drain your data. And add those special roaming charges you are always unaware of. Playcase. Get one today just in case you're on the move. Huh? Mm-hmm. I gotta get one of those. Solar powered? Are you kidding me?
You probably open it. With the amount of power these things take, you'll probably be able to get... Be able to sign in.
And you know Queen Bee will love you guys just carrying your everything around with you.
Yeah.
As this, I'm surprised you don't bring the Switch more when I see on the Valve suddenly switching it up.
Well, we don't really go anywhere.
That's true.
Yeah.
So why bring it if we don't go anywhere?
Exactly.
You're home. You're a homebody. Beautiful. All right. So let's talk on the gaming front. What are you playing? I don't have much cooking this week, so I know you've put together quite
yes.
a smorgasbord of conversation.
Well, speaking of the Switch, on the game front, some things that I'm playing is actually, as you know, last show, we had some cousins over.
We did. Bogey Complex?
Bogey Complex. There's three of them. I don't really remember.
You don't remember?
Systematic.
Jay Hawk and A? Yeah, Systematic.
All right, so when we were there, I got a hold of two games. The second one's not really a game, but the first thing I want to talk about is Lego City Undercover.
Mm-hmm.
Like way back, like 4 or 5 years ago.
Way back.
Yeah, I know. 4 or 5 years ago, maybe.
Like the turn of the century. Like we were young. Yeah. Using tablets and like, you know, stone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, we had to, me and my brother, we didn't have to. I don't know why I said we had to. But me and my brother would always play Lego games. Like, mm-hmm. we'd sit down, they were always split screen, and we'd run through the puzzles. And we'd get, like, every new Lego game out. Like,
now, they weren't always split-screen. Remember that? That's the one thing I remember having trouble with.
No, no, I know what you're thinking. They were always split-screen, except one day, they came out with this new game. I don't remember. It might have been Star Wars.
Is Star Wars or... No, Batman. Batman? The first Batman, I think, wasn't it?
Not first. It definitely wasn't first. I think it was second.
Indiana Jones.
Yeah, it was Jones.
Nailed it.
Yep. All right. So, And basically what it was is it was always split screen. Every Lego game's always been split screen, but Indiana Jones was the first game that did it that we actually played. And it would basically move the screen, so wherever you are in the map, if you were above them or lower than them, it'll move the screen around, and it would like have that split screen. And it moved around. It was really weird. And then when you got close to them, it all become one screen. Right. But then right when you left it, it kind of switched into another screen. And you next thing you know, you'd be on the left side. You'd go into contact with the person and then leave, and you'll be on the right side.
Yeah.
And it just changes up, and it was kind of annoying. Yeah, the good thing is you could go into settings and change it back to regular split screen.
You could?
Yeah, and we never figured it out until like three games really? Of doing that.
Oh, jeez.
But anyway, as I was saying, the Lego games we really enjoyed. And then... It got, especially Marvel Super Heroes, the first one, mm-hmm. that one was crazy good. Like, we played that to the max. And then, Lego Batman 3 came out, and we just kind of just stopped. Like, in the middle of the campaign and everything was done. And games after that, I don't think it was just us, it was the games. Like, the games after that just got worse worse and worse. But
they get worse because of they changed the gameplay? Because I remember really liked how you could solve puzzles and everything.
Right, no, they still had those puzzles, but
yeah,
the game kind of got like, I don't know how to say it. Not more complicated, because as we got older, they got easier.
Right.
But I think they got too easy and kind of repetitive to where... you'd be doing a puzzle. I mean, too easy isn't really the main thing.
Well, let me kind of help articulate this. Can tell me if I'm wrong, and you will. I know you will.
Mm-hmm.
I remember earlier games, you'd have to go over here and find this and click on it and bring it down. They come over here and find this and click it down and do some stuff, and then you finally build something. But the last ones I saw happen, you just run over and button mash, and it goes, and it collapses everything. It just builds whatever you need to build. Do you remember that? So, like, mm-hmm. you would bring different things in together, right, to build something from different areas of the map. Maybe not really far away, but within reason. This one is, like, it all was right there every time they build it. And you built it, and then you go on. Was that accurate?
I will prove you wrong, because that's not accurate. No? Maybe you saw one time it did that.
Yeah.
But they still have that thing where you go down, pull a lever, something would fall.
Yeah.
You go to the room, solve a puzzle to pull another level.
And it's with this game, too, they're doing it?
This game, Lego City Undercover, I'm about to get to, not... Yeah. Lego City Undercover, I guess the reason I say this is that the games got worse, like I said, like more repetitive, like you'd have to solve a puzzle and then you solve another puzzle. That's basically the same thing,
mm-hmm.
especially the combat in this new Lego Lego Super Heroes 2.
Yeah.
I don't like the combat in it at all, but I guess it's a Lego game, so it's fine. But the reason, there's one game, when all the games got worse, there's one game that was amazing, and that was Lego City Undercover. And I guess you can't really compare them, because Lego City Undercover isn't like every Lego game. It's to where, in the name, you're a cop and you get in disguises. And it's the whole thing is you're a cop and you're chasing down this guy. So it's not the campaign, the whole kind of main reason the game is there is different than a Lego game. So it's not really, but it's still a Lego game. And that's why I'm comparing the two. And Lego City Undercover is amazing. And I actually like it so much that I thought I would.
Okay.
And I feel like it's because it's not repetitive at all. Every mission is new and everything you do is new.
Okay.
So yeah, Lego City Undercover just is it's way better than any other Lego game. And so that's
why
I
was comparing. You really feel that way? You think it's better than any other Lego game?
From 2016 on.
Really?
Maybe 17, because okay. I don't know when Lego Marvel Super Heroes 1 came out, but...
Right. Well, I mean, everything was thematic, right? Everything. I mean, Lego was getting the rights to doing everything, from Ninjago right. to Super yeah. Heroes to everything. But you're liking this specific game, even though this yes. is just a cop and a robber.
Yeah.
Nice.
But like you said, Ninjago, that is the worst Lego game
that
ever.
Is. Okay.
I didn't even buy it, but I played it at... Consume Gorgon's house a
yep.
little bit, or at least watch him play a little bit, and it was not. It just made me like feel bad because like all
it made
the other
you
games,
kind of throw up inside, right? Inside
yeah,
your mouth.
And it was insane when the Legos games come out and they'd actually talk, because before they'd always just go and then they just like hum, and then when the first Lego game, which was Lego Batman Super Heroes 2, no, Lego Batman 2.
Okay.
And that one was insane with the. Talking and everything, and
right.
it was crazy for like that time, and then it just kind of got worse.
Okay, so we'll wrap this up because I want actually maybe this is a good way to get folks. We started doing those quizzes that
mm-hmm.
we didn't get a lot of response back from, but maybe if you could kind of give us your top five, maybe they can tweet back their top five Lego games, those
All
that
right.
are playing that are into. So let's start with number five. Or do you want to do it the other way? What's your number one? Number one is this?
Yeah, number I'll do five because
okay.
that's easier. All right, number five. My number five would be, there's a lot of good ones. All right, my number five would be Star Wars, the first thing that ever came out, not
yep.
the first. Star Wars that.
I love that game.
My fourth one would be...
That's my number one, I think.
I really like... The fourth one would be the Star Wars that recently came out where they actually talked and it had... And it was
Star Wars. Force Awakens?
No, it was like the Clone Wars or something.
Oh, the Clone Wars was one, yes.
I think that's what it was called. It was Star Wars. It was something. I don't really remember, but it was definitely really good with Anakin and everything. And then three would be Lego Super Heroes, Lego Marvel Super Heroes.
Okay.
Two would be Lego Batman 2.
Okay.
One would probably be Lego City Undercover.
Wow.
And if it's not Lego City Undercover, I'm debating between for number one, either Lego City Undercover or... Yeah, I'll just go with Lego City Undercover for
okay.
my first one. And
cool.
I didn't even play. I've played it for like 30 minutes total, maybe an hour.
And you're that in love with it.
Yeah.
Holy cow. That's cool. Yeah, I think mine... I mean, I don't play a lot of Legos. I remember the Batmans were really cool. I enjoyed those.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I thought the Star Wars 1 and 2, the first ones that came out
yeah,
ever, were my
like,
favorite.
Amazing.
Maybe because they're new and they were fresh and fun.
Mm-hmm.
And just the comedic point of that was new and fresh. So, yeah, that's cool. But, yeah, if you want to be a part, you can tweet us at joystick_show, top five. Just put them on there. I'd
yep.
love to hear from you guys, and we'll run through a couple of those four on the air, too, because I'm really interested to see, because there's so many titles, right,
yep.
that's come out. I mean, geez, Jurassic Park, probably. There's, I mean, you name the show. I'm sure they had a game. They had some kind of Lego association somehow, right, with if not
mm-hmm.
the toys games. Okay. What else are you playing?
Well, I said I got two things, and one of them was a game. One of them wasn't really a game, but the other one was Zelda DLCs.
Yeah,
I
Zelda.
Got both of them. I got the challenge.
How'd you get those?
I had
I don't believe I dished out cash.
Some help from relatives.
You did?
Yes.
Okay.
And then basically the Zelda DLCs, there's two of them. They're $20 for both, which is the Trial of the Sword and the Champion's Ballad.
Mm-hmm.
And I tried those out and they are the Trial of the Sword is like really good because it
Trial
added something.
Trial of the Sword?
Yeah. Cuz when it was first came out, it had something different to it has something different to the game where
okay.
you start you go and basically because you've been playing the game for a while and when that came out you basically restart and not restart but it kind of is this cool thing added where you have floors and you start with nothing
yeah
and then you go up them and you upgrade your stuff and then the second one gave you this bike and the second one I didn't like because it was basically the original game but harder and
wait
just,
a bike like a bicycle
yeah you get like a motorcycle
wow oh a motorcycle
yeah.
okay that's a little better
yeah
least.
Motorcycle so.
Okay
and so yeah I recently played them and I think it's definitely worth
but I thought Zelda was set in like the ancient world how
it's
is
an
there...
ancient motorcycle it's called It's called the Master Cycle Zero. It's got
well, excuse me.
Yeah, it's literally it's basically an ancient motorcycle.
An ancient motorcycle, kind of like my Harley that I have that I can't ride.
Yeah,
it's ancient. For you, it's ancient. What's it got to be? 5 years old? 6 years old?
I'm not gonna get too much into the DLCs, okay. But I just wanted this. I just want to say it's worth it for $20.
Yeah.
And yeah, I'm gonna be playing more.
And it's worth it because you haven't even solved the game yet, but it's still just having the DLCs. Yeah. Adds
well,
more
I did
fun.
Beat the main kind of story to the game, but there's so much more that I could have done.
Nice.
But yeah.
All right. Good content. A lot of action playing. Let's jump into the news.
The Joystick News Report.
Joystick News.
All right. Well, let's take a look at what we have in the news. By the way, the intro says it all. I got this news. I'm doing some work in the week, and I get this update. And did you know that Halo and Destiny, right, studios, Bungie, they're actually, they just got, I think, investor money came to them, over $100 million from the Chinese. So, I don't know. Are we going to have subtitles, like English subtitles on this stuff or what? I don't know if they want to make it, I think, to expand it.
$100 million. That's got to give them, like, four more Halo games.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to definitely put them into the running to be able to pick up something cool or you know, start some new titles or something. But the question is going to be is what? And is it going to be, you know, you're going to... Now, we're going to have to start doing video games where, what language would you like to speak? Chinese?
Well, they've already
English?
Had that.
I know, but I just...
Say, like, I mean, like, at the beginning mix. Of the Lego games, as I was saying, you scroll down, they have over, like... 50 options of what you want. Do you want them to be speaking?
Yeah, but Lego is not even the company. Lego is a Dutch company, so they're not even an American company. Lego.
Well, like, it's insane how many languages, not just subtitles, that they will speak.
Right. No, like, I get you. It's insane. I get you. Yeah. So I thought that was interesting, and that's a lot of dough to be pumping into. You know, just I say a lot. I mean, enough to make notice and be in the news. So that came out as well. What else do we have here?
Well, we have E3 PS4 games.
Yeah.
For 2018, telling you some of the games that are going to be at E3 that they're announcing.
Yeah.
Right? One of the games, 3 Minutes to Midnight.
Yeah, it's coming up, by the way. E3 is Monday. Let's see, not this Monday, the next Monday, the 11th.
All right. I'm really excited to see some games that they're going to announce. But the big one, they got Destiny 2 Fall update DLC. Division 2. See, we didn't pick up the Division, but I know you wanted to.
Yeah.
That seems cool. And another one that I saw this already, Fallout 76. I saw that. I actually forgot to write that down to talk about that, but good thing it's here because I saw a trailer on it and how it's going to be like all in one vault, or that's what they're saying, and they're being released from the vault on Recreation Day or whatever it's called, Reclamation Day. And I think this is what people have said, that everyone has gone outside for the first time. And because they've been kind of growing stuff and basically living in a vault.
Right.
And then they all went outside, and I guess they're for the first time as Reclamation Day.
Yeah.
So I don't know. That's all I know about it. But that seems really cool.
Well, that's kind of like what I see. Something called Detroit. A game?
Oh, I saw that too. That one's.
What
I saw
that
some
look
gameplay.
Like? I saw
on
that
it.
On
it's,
PS3.
It's different. I've never seen anything like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I don't know if that's exclusive or not. I have to look into it. I just saw it briefly. It came up and it went away. I'm like, what is that? And I never had a chance to check it out. But I know like Battlefield 5 is out.
Biggest one is Spider-Man, I think.
Spider-Man's coming out. I think out. If you listen to the show, we know.
Yeah.
That. Thank you very much. Kingdom Hearts 3.
Black Ops 4, which they already announced.
Yep. Now there's, what else? Warhammer Martyr? What is that
I'm not sure.
I don't know. Somebody that's a big Warhammer gamer is like, dude, you just butchered the heck out of that. Don't you know it's probably some mythical god that's like the number
that's
one god?
That's pronounced
for...
like Matthew.
Yeah, Matthew. Yeah, Martyr. Martyr.
Right.
Yeah, what is it, French? I don't know. So yeah, the bunch of games coming out, and we'll see a lot of updates. E3 will have a lot of talk about for sure. We'll probably check out some of those streams. If we don't fly out, go on the Joystick Show company jet and see see what's out there. All right. Also in the news, for those that are a little bit older than 5 years ago, that know this and listen to the show, Space Invaders, 40 years, talking about a big anniversary. I think they were talking about, was it an anniversary in the 70s? Yeah. Yeah, it's celebrating the 40th anniversary. And the cool thing about this is that the game was awesome, right? You just, you know, Space Invaders, right? Pew, pew, pew. You shoot up and they drop stuff on the rocks. It's between the rocks. It was awesome. The weird thing came out that the creator, I think it's Tomoharo? I believe is how you pronounce that. That's his first name.
Tomohiro.
Yeah. Nishikado. Nishikado.
Nishikiado.
Right. Nishikiado. He, Japanese, he actually came out and said that he actually wanted to do the game with soldiers marching and shooting, and you defend, and they wouldn't let him do it. Like a war game. 40 years ago, someone said he used space and, like, spaceships.
They wouldn't let him do it.
What I don't know if it was, like, the people or the whole company in general or something had an issue with doing games with shooting, with shooting people. In it.
Oh.
You know, now you want to talk about 40 years later, the difference that's going on. But I thought that was kind of unique, a unique thing that he had mentioned in there as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so cool. I want to get like retro. I might get have to get a tattoo, I think, of that, of the
Space
dude.
Invader.
See, look at him. How cool is he, the monster?
Yeah.
So, kind of fun, kind of exciting. We should get one of those standalone arcades for the for our like gaming room.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to play. So
that's cool. 40 years.
40 years. Congratulations. Yeah. Happy anniversary to you, all you heavy gamers out there for 40+ years. Boy, getting long in the tooth. What else we have going on? I did see. Oh, I know. Every now and then, I love bringing this up because I think I am in the state where I think mobile gaming is going to be even more valuable. It's literally going to be the console you carry with you.
Yeah.
That's the other reason why I would talk about the segment show sponsor. Is they're getting really good, especially as these processors are getting bigger, the memory, and the fact that you can do a lot more cloud, and everybody has unlimited data, except us, that they're doing a lot of cool things. Well, Marvel, I just heard that there was a deal struck. Marvel and Nexon, I believe is the company, they're a strong video or mobile gaming company, are teaming up for a Battle Lines card game. But the card games are digital cards, right?
Yeah.
That you you play, and as you go through, you can pick up special cards, special abilities. But all the standalones, you know, like the Spider-Man and Iron Man and so forth, they're all playing.
That's cool.
Yeah. So it should be pretty cool to check out. There's not a lot of details, but it will be free to play.
Oh, nice.
Right? Like most mobile games are, right? And then you're gonna hit you up for everything to play. But you can get, you know, faster cards, better cards if you pay versus taking some time to build up and do it. But I'd like to see how the gameplay is on that to go, because, you know, like I said, Marvel is pretty much everywhere right now, so everybody wants to jump on. It's kind of like the Star Wars world, as that continues to fade, thanks to the poor performances of films. I know you saw Solo, I did not, so we won't go into any detail there, shall we? Outside of the fact you left me stranded, alone, and hungry for some Star Wars action. And there he goes, thing 12, he's like, bye-bye, see ya, walks away. With a ticket in hand.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look at you. Look at me. Look at this tear I'm shedding right now. So, anyways, that's what I want to do. Just make you feel bad. That's what a good father does. No. All good. I'll check it out sometime. So, yeah. Cool game coming out. If you have a chance, take a look at it. Google it. It's Marvel and Nexon. N-E-X-O-N is the company. I'll hopefully get some more information on the playability and the details of it. But, thought that was kind of a cool piece of news. All right, so that's the news.
This concludes your Joystick News Report.
Joystick News!
All right, so do we even know what we have? Did we look for any deals of the week?
Deal of the week!
Well, you have Assassin's Creed Russia. Oh yeah, I saw this. So if you have Xbox Gold membership, the free game is Assassin's Creed Russia. Assassin's Creed Chronicles, but Russia.
Okay.
So I know there was a recently, Assassin's Creed Chronicles, China.
Yeah.
So I don't even know what the Chronicles are.
Are they mini versions or something?
I have no idea, but I know there's China, Russia, and maybe something else, but.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm not sure.
There's a few games that are cheaper.
Shaq Fu.
Yeah, we talked about that before. It's $32 if you have with Prime. But it's also for Switch too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Coming out for, and that's $32. I don't know if that's a great deal or not because I haven't played the game.
Yeah.
There's a headset that's out. I think, where is that? It's a Steel Series. Siberian P300.
There are 300, yeah.
Yeah, gaming headset, and that can be for any PlayStation 4, Xbox One, PC, and Mac. And it's $28 with free shipping. So that's actually about $5, $10 cheaper. And unidirectional mic it's got, memory foam ear pads, got the jack, so not a bad thing. $38, it's still it's a wired device, so I don't know how great, but that's what's going on there. You see anything else of value?
Stardew Valley.
What is it?
Collector's Edition for Xbox One, $13 at Walmart. Stardew Valley, I heard, was a pretty good game. What's his name? Beast Mode?
Yeah.
He has it for the Switch.
Okay.
And he actually really likes it. Along with Bogey Complex. Mm-hmm. He says he has that and he actually really likes that too.
Really?
So yeah, I mean it's got really good reviews. It's on I think it's like second on the Switch's
And what do you do? Is it a
the best
what do you play?
Most popular
Just
games?
Tell me what it is though. I don't know.
Basically it's a pixelated game, but like looking down at it,
mm-hmm.
and you're walking around and you basically farm.
Okay.
And you keep your crops up, and you see people that'll sell you crops or sell you things, and the
so it's
animals
like a Sims
too.
Game for like farming.
Yeah, and then you but it's like pixelated, and it's actually pretty cool. Apparently, people are saying.
Yeah.
There's like, I think that because it's simple, people like it. Like
right.
Same with Farming Simulator, that got a lot.
Yeah.
I'm not sure really the main, but.
Well, that's good information. I mean, that's out too, and you can pick that up cheaper. As well. All right. Well, let's jump into new releases. What do we have this week? It's for the week of June 10th coming up, right? We're here on early in the week, so you got a week before this all happens. Oh, that's the Jurassic World.
Right. There it is.
Evolution.
That seems cool. So, I don't know if you're watching. Have you ever heard of a game Roller Coaster Tycoon
mm-hmm.
or Coaster Tycoon? I don't really remember exactly what it's called.
Yeah.
Or City Skylines. Those are games. All right, so Roller Coaster Tycoon, actually what it looks more like, because when you're doing it, you're looking down at land of a landscape. You clear it out.
Like Halo Wars?
You build.
A little bit?
Yeah, that's how you, like, the view of everything.
Right.
It's like Halo Wars. But, like, in Roller Coaster Tycoon, you would clear land. You'd put a building there that's, like, a entrance where you buy your tickets. You have pathways to rides and you open them.
I remember doing that. It was kind of cool.
Yeah, and I think this is what this is.
There's one that where you had to put an area for people that puke.
I'm not sure.
There was one of the games I remember where the number of people you got to puke was like a bonus or something like that. It was a roller coaster game. I could have sworn. I'm starting to go at that. Was funny though. You just reminded me of that.
That's
I'll have to
fun.
Look it up.
But this game, that's what I think it's like, because we just saw like a quick thing of it. You didn't even like show us too much, but it had that kind of view. It had this bar on the side where you build stuff.
Well, it looks beautiful.
It does. It's got good graphics. And I guess it's just kind of like that, where you build a main entrance, where you get your tickets, you look at dinosaurs, you go through, you have to get more dinosaurs for more money or more income.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. It seems pretty cool.
Jurassic World Evolution. Very cool. We have Super Bomberman.
R. What's
that? We didn't get a very good rating.
PC, I think that's out for Switch.
Mm.
It's been out for a while, I think.
Okay,
that
we got Yonder. See if there's anything else. Nintendo Switch had a game coming out. That's kind of cool. Omega Strike. It's for PS4. And it looks like
Omega
a pixelated
Strike.
Game as well. Didn't look that good, but it got a decent rating.
Huh.
I keep seeing that, like a tanks. Look at these are all just like I think they're all just like indie games.
Indie games, yeah.
Right? That come out like if five people bought it, they're like, oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
We're good to go on that. All right, what else do we have? I think just believe it or not.
Oh, right. Lego Incredibles. Did we talk about that? It's coming out for America too.
Oh, really?
But yeah, it is. But I don't know when exactly. I know you can pre-order it on Switch.
Yeah. I can't wait this. Have you seen this one? It's called Wreckfest.
No, I haven't.
Do you even know what a demolition derby is?
Yeah, you take cars or monster trucks and you like crash them together.
Okay, just making sure. Sometimes I don't know
what
you remember.
Yeah, me and Consume Gorgon and his little brother and her and Bogey S.I.I. something. I don't even know anymore.
You didn't even know what your brother's thing is.
We'd all take
H-bomb.
H-bomb. We all take these little carts, the razor carts that you turn and then you swing on, and we all take them, and we take chalk and draw like track, and you'd have to spin around in it and knock people off the track.
Oh,
and we were doing
cool.
it around his car
yeah.
at their house. And so we'd all
so
just kind of knock.
Derby?
Yeah.
Well,
knock.
There's a game here, and it's called that. It's actually for PC, so it's probably Steam. It gets an 8.1 user rating, which isn't bad. And it's a game...
the Demolition
just,
Derby,
yeah,
basically.
You basically go through and wreck some cars. I mean, I love
that's
that.
That's pretty cool. It's got a user average
yeah.
rating.
There was a lot of games back in this Commodore 64 era. There's a lot of games that do that. You know, I've mentioned All Duel. I've mentioned a lot of different games. But they all had that kind of, like, knock them off the road. I mean, that
yeah.
was when Mad Max,
mm-hmm.
the movie, was out, which was huge. So that really spawned a lot of games like that, too. So that's cool. Good to see that one's out. Check it out if you're a Steam player. Anything else we see here?
Well, there's Lego Incredibles. PC, PS4, Nintendo Switch, and Xbox One.
Yeah, that's not even rated yet, though. I mean, that movie actually looks kind of cool. The third one, right?
Yeah, the second one.
Or second
one,
I mean?
One,
yeah. Yeah, I'm jumping the gun there on that. Owlboy.
Not for America.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Never mind.
That's...
I was going to say, couldn't get that good of a rating in America, that's for sure. All right, that's it.
Yep.
Looks like not a ton happening, but not bad at all. All right, sir. That's another good content show. We appreciate it very much. Continuing gaming, continuing to play. If you want to be a part of the show, you can always tweet us at joystick_show. An underscore is the line that is the bottom, not a hyphen, not
yeah.
joystick-show. Joystick_ show. I wonder if people, they must know that, right?
Yeah.
That's right. All right. Yeah. And then we have joystickshow.com. So check us out if you can and want to respond back, even to find out what your Lego games are, what you like to play, because there are so many of them. I'd be interested to see if we all have a similar theme as well in that. So, all right, sir. That's it.
All right.
All right. Good stuff. Till next time. Game on.
Joystick.
The Joystick Show.